day three of the Cheltenham Festival. Dare I say it, the sun is almost shining. I probably shouldn't have said that out loud. PTF here in the paddock, joined once again by Sean Clancy. Lots of good shouts yesterday, Sean. Were you able to connect the dots?
I had a tricky day. I mean, I made one big bet that was factor file to Giovinco, straight exact to Giovinco, ran great. Steve McQueen gave him a beautiful ride to be third, but that didn't help me. But we had fun. I was ducking and weaving. started out good. I mean, I think we gave the straight. I did the straight exact and straight try in the first two races. And then I got a few others that were decent, missed a few, but another day, you know, another great day of racing here at Cheltenham for sure.
A little more open today, though. Some of these favorites are really steaming in. I'm wishing I'd bet last night, but we'll see how it plays out as the day goes through. Let's start off with the very first race, the Turner's Novice here. What do you think's going to happen?
I mean, I thought today was really tricky. I mean, when you went through each race, it was like, wow, it got really deep. I wound up on Ginny's Destiny just because I thought he was so good here. He's won three races basically here at Cheltenham over the course, a new and old course. But I really like him. Your biggest question is the British trainer's form. I mean,
I was going to ask about that.
That's the question. And, you know, you just... It's been very obvious that Nicky Henderson's horses weren't right. He scratched most of them, but a lot of these other British trainers aren't really.
The Nichols, you know, form isn't exactly singing.
Nichols' form's not great, and I haven't particularly liked the Nichols horse yet this week. So even like I didn't like Stay Away Face. I wasn't that alarmed by that. So I'm going to try Ginny's Destiny just because of how he's run before. I've never liked Faso Vega. I like the horse. He's a cool horse. But he just has never looked like he's comfortable. He's always just laboring a little, and he just looks a little, you know, for a Willie Mullins horse with a big high profile, he just has never done it for me. Now, having said that, he goes to 2.5 today, and he might actually finally get where he is comfortable. It'll be really interesting to see if for once in his life I watch and go, oh boy, he's comfortable now. Because I've never seen him look comfortable, but that was obviously a shorter trip.
For those that don't know, bloodlines-wise, just incredible royalty. And so even with a horse with some accomplishments, you'd have to say, to this point, and maybe knocking him right into the winner's circle, bit of an underachiever.
Yeah, I mean, he just was such a high profile. I mean, you know, if he was by somebody else, out of somebody else, you wouldn't be that, you know, disgruntled by him, because he'd just be another horse. But, you know, out of the great Quivega, what we saw her do here, I mean, she was just awesome for, 6 years in a row, and you know, she was just a star. So, and again, you have to go again. I mean, you have to take stances. So I think he's a short price, and I'm just going to take another stance against him. I've been against the horse his whole life. I mean, other people have followed him his whole life and gone in. I've actually been against the horse my whole life, so I might as well stay against him one more time.
Why is Grey Dawning not among your picks? That was one I was thinking was very interesting.
I just hated that jump against Ginny's Destiny. I mean, he ran down to second last here, and just he didn't get 2 feet off the ground, and that just worried me. A horse to take a shot like that at a jump, nice horse. You know, again, you have to take stances, so that's why I went against him. A horse to make that kind of decision that late in the race, I just don't like horses that ever make that decision.
Fair enough. Let's move on to the second race of the day here, Sean. Curious to hear what you've got to say in the Printemps final.
I thought this was really tricky. I mean, I wound up going Cletus Poulaw, the 11, Gordon Elliott, Jack Kennedy. I thought his races were pretty good coming to this.
How's your Gaelic pronunciation?
Yeah, I was going to gate cool or something.
Something like that.
I got a Gaelic name, but I can't pronounce Gaelic. I thought Ted Walsh is crafty. I like the way she's always finishing her races. I thought she was interesting. That's 11-16. And then I took a total stab, a Noble Birth. A horse they bought very cheaply out of a sale, out of Gordon Elliott's yard. Horse actually is, when he is pretty impressive, I thought, winning in his last start. And again, total stab. I mean, you got 24 horses. I thought it was a minefield trying to wade into that.
No doubt about it. Let's move it right along with our limited time frame that we have. We can talk about these races for a lot longer than we are, but, you know, on with the show for the next race, the Ryanair.
Oh, Ryanair's got a great group of horses. I mean, horses like Ahoy Senior, Banbridge, Capodanno, Conflated, Envoy Allen, Phil Dore. I mean, we've watched these horses for years. I slightly lean toward Envoy Allen. who's not going to be much price. I just love the horse.
So cool.
He's done great around here over the years.
He
loves it here. He's so good. I respect Rachel Blackmore, Henry DeBronfit, what they do here year after year. I lean toward him. Conflated's run against the best. I thought he was, you know, obviously has a chance in second. Capodanno just as a third. I'm not sure there's a lot of value there. Bambridge, I think the ground's gone against him, I think. Good horse. Ahoy Senor is a cool horse, but I've never really been on him. He's a little bit like Fasa Vega. I like the horse, but I've never really like warmed up to him and lumped in on him, so I'm not going to do it today.
Stayer's Hurdle up next, if I'm remembering my card order correctly, and this is one, Sean, where I'm going to have one of my couple of bets of the day. Ooh, and it's not on the horse that you picked, so we're going to have to talk about this one. Give us your thoughts. Well, let me ask it this way. Why isn't Tehupu on top?
Oh, I got him second. I mean, I love the horse. He's a good horse. I've just loved this horse, Crambo. You're talking British, trying to have a British horse beat the Irish. I've followed this horse for a long time. I love this horse. It's just my kind of horse. And so I wasn't going to go against him today.
No, that makes
sense.
There'd
be a little value there. Tehupu is very good. I mean, I think he's obviously the second. He's top. He's my second choice. Marginal. Noble Yates, I pick third, just because I do think his last run of hurdles was good. Grand National winner, steady horse. But I think the most important thing as a racing fan, I mean, forget the handicapping part, to see a horse like Paisley Park come back for his seventh festival.
Okay,
his seventh. He's coming back for his sixth Stayer's Hurdle. And in America, we talk about, oh, our stars don't stay around. It's so disappointing. These horses come and go. But this is his seventh in a row.
So
I can't even say I've done seven in a row. And this horse has shown up seven in a row. There was a time I could, but I can't. Since that damn COVID, I can't say that.
Oh,
but
definitely one to look at in the paddock and give the big ups to, regardless of what happens.
No, he's a star. And I think there's a moment in time. There's races that I like really want to bet. There's other races that I watch. I'm not sure how much I'd even bet on the race, but
gotcha.
I just stand back and just appreciate that horse. My first year here, it was a horse named Seymour Business. And Seymour Business walked in, and it was like his eighth year at the festival, and he finished, I think, third or fourth in one of the races. He was a former champion Gold Cup winner, and he walked into the winner's enclosure. I'll never forget the crowd. They were going, Seymour! 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 And he had finished, he was like third or fourth. He's like 11 or 12 or 13 years old. And I looked around, I thought, you know, he's got a person's name anyway, but then it's just the way they were calling it. I stood there, I was in such awe of a place that just loves and respects their horses, so I still have that. And
that's
there's
awesome.
Horses like Paisley Park, even Dashiell Drasher is an awesome horse. Shows up, tries every time. Sire de Burleigh, he's won it twice. He's getting old too. I just think you got to take a moment and think, wow, how lucky and how great the sport is that these horses come back year after year.
Love that point. I'm so glad we got a chance to make it on these airwaves, even in a truncated podcast. Let's move on as the day.
I'm not good at truncated podcasts. You know, I get a little worried.
The day continues to the fifth, aka the 210. Pretty open, I thought. Where did you go in here?
Oh, I thought this was really tricky. I actually really like Theater Man. A lot of it depends on Ginny's destiny. He's chasing him. I just thought he's really impressive here. He's running home, stayed on. Now, there's not much price, and it's pretty shaky.
A lot of steam.
Same thing. Yeah, a lot of money on him, so I'm not sure I'd go bet him, but I really liked him. I thought he was impressive. Rion, the 8, I thought he was pretty good in his last start. Gordon Elliott and Jack Kennedy, Danny Gilligan's actually riding, which I thought was a little strange. Danny Gilligan was on him, maybe trying to get the 3 pounds. But I thought he was good in his last race, staying on. I went St. Felician in third, same thing. You got Jack Kennedy there, Gordon Elliott. I just think the connections, but it's a minefield. I mean, I think you just have to be so careful these types of races. I mean, I love the race, it's a cool race, but it is a
not
tough
one to
race.
Spend a lot of money.
It's a tough race. I think you've got to be very careful.
I got to ask you about Crebly, or the name that I remember from our first days.
Nice horse.
Running around here in the trainer, right? That's John Joe horse.
Yeah,
isn't it?
John Joe O'Neill Jr. Same thing. Nice horse. I mean, I could have easily picked him. And some days I look at my picks, and like if I picked him an hour later or an hour earlier in a different mood, I might have had him on top. So I mean, in races like this,
of course.
I mean, you know, same thing. We're back in America complaining about short fields. You got 21 horses here, and I mean, you know, if you like something, you'll get value.
Lots of chances.
So that's a cool race. I mean, it's an interesting race.
And then what do we have up next? The Mare's Novice race?
Mare's Novice. I actually was going to take a stance, and I thought it was a pretty aggressive stance. I was going to go Di Sardino's for British Connections. Undefeated. I love her. She's kind of appointed for this.
Not
unfortunately
running.
Scratched this morning, yeah. And that was devastating to me. I was really going to take a stance. I thought she shouldn't have been the price she was. I was thinking 5-1. So now I think it's a two horse race. Brighter Days Ahead, Jade DeGruzzi. They love Brighter Days Ahead.
Yeah, lots of steam.
Yeah, lots of steam. They love her. I don't know. Watching her, I thought she still needs to kind of get it together a little. She's a little bit laboring, kind of a long, almost not heavy, but I don't know. I wasn't that convinced of her. Having said that, ground's probably gone her way. Jade DeGruzzi's good, but I don't think there's any value there beyond them. I think you're going to be in a world of trouble trying to beat those two.
Gotcha. No long shots to offer.
I'd probably sit and watch the race.
Yeah. Well, we love your honesty.
Yeah, I'm going to have a Guinness at that stage.
We'll meet down at the village. Yeah, another is more like it. We close out the day with the 5:30 here. We've got the Kim Muir, another inscrutable handicap, but one that also has a lot of steam on the top runner in here. What do they call the horse? I Know the Way You're Thinking or something like
thinking.
That. But I've heard some other wise guy cases. Curious to hear who you ended up with.
Oh, I thought it was tricky. Same thing. I mean, I ended up on Cool Survivor, same Gordon Elliott. And connections. He's a big stayer, keeps plugging away. I thought he was. I always liked the way he was finishing his other race. I thought he might be interesting. I thought Wacker Clan, Henry de Bromhead, I thought he had a. I just watched the videos. And he's kind of. I kind of like that horse. And I thought Dom of Mary maybe is a bomb. David Bridgewater's kind of a crafty trainer. Doesn't have many runners here, but I thought it's a big bomb. I thought he stayed up the hill at Sandown pretty well. Got a great jump at the last. I like seeing horses can step in and leave one out at the last in those kind of races. Means they're not getting tired.
They're finishing.
Again. Yeah, they're finishing. I thought it was a bomb. I mean, if you're getting 20 or 30 or something.
As a proxy for having any kind of late pace figure, you have what your eyes tell you when you see him at the last on a hill.
Exactly. And, you know, the best work I do is when I'm really watching videos and looking at them, and I just find horses that kind of jump out at me and think, and I like the way that horse is finishing. It doesn't always happen, but again, like I always say to you, that might be my only advantage.
You're a great race watcher.
Against paper handicappers, I might have some advantage watching a race. That's really what I'm going for.
Great stuff, Sean. Let's do it again one more time tomorrow.
Once more into the breach, right?
Cheers, buddy.